Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Finolex Industries Limited Q3 FY 2023 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Arun Baid from ICICI Securities. Thank you. Over to you, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY 2023 post-result con call of Finolex Industries. From the management side, we have Mr. Anil Wadhwani, Managing Director, Mr. Ajit Venkataraman, CEO, and Mr. Neeraj Kedia, CFO. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Wadhwani for opening remarks, post which the floor will be open for Q&A. Over to you, Mr. Wadhwani.
Thank you, Arun. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the investor conference call, Q3 FY 2023 earnings release. We thank you all for continued interest in Finolex Industries Limited. After the adverse impact on Q2 FY 2023 due to fall in prices of PVC, this quarter company reported a substantial improvement in performance on account of robust growth in sales volume for both PVC resin and pipes and fittings segment and stabilization of PVC prices. Earnings performance improved on the back of stability in raw material prices. Let me give you some of the performance indicators for the second quarter of the financial year 2023. Q3 FY 2023 highlights. Total income from operations increased 12% to 1,125 crores against 1,004 crores in Q3 FY 2022. The EBITDA on a YOY basis decreased 62% to rupees 92 crores in Q3 FY 2023 from rupees 242 crores in the previous corresponding quarter of Q3 FY 2022. However, there is a marked improvement over the EBITDA loss of rupees 142.67 crores incurred in Q2 FY 2023. The company reported profit after tax of rupees 72 crores in Q3 FY 2023 as compared to 178 crores in Q3 FY 2022 and compared to a loss of 93.92 crores in the previous quarter. Now getting into segmental performance. Pipes and fittings. Pipes and fittings revenue increased 30% to 1,077 crores in Q3 FY 2023 from rupees 831 crore in Q3 FY 2022. Volume in pipes and fittings segment reported a robust growth of 92% YOY to 90,396 metric tons in Q3 FY 2023 against 46,994 metric tons in the corresponding last quarter. The EBIT in pipes and fittings segment was rupees 69 crores in Q3 FY 2023, 25% up on YOY basis compared to 55 crores in Q3 FY 2022 and compared to loss of 47.63 crores in Q2 FY 2023. Moving to PVC resin segment. Revenue in the resin segment decreased 21% from 636 crores in Q3 FY 2022 to rupees 504 crores in Q3 FY 2023. Volume in resin segment grew 49%, 6,496 metric tons in Q3 FY 2023 against 43,464 metric tons in Q3 FY 2022. EBIT in resin segment was rupees 12 crores in Q3 FY 2023 compared to rupees 178 crores in the corresponding previous year's quarter and compared to loss of 110.68 crores in Q2 FY 2023. The company continues to have a strong balance sheet with net cash surplus of roughly 1,520 crores as on 31st December 2022. Let me now leave the floor open for questions. I have my colleagues, Ajit and Neeraj with me. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aman Agarwal from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on great results. So just wanted to understand on the demand side of the on the demand side for the piping segment. 3Q obviously had some good impact because of fall in PVC prices. So how is the situation now and what's the kind of annual number that you are looking at now?
Hi, good morning, Aman. So yes, Q3 was I would say very good in terms of demand. You can it's reflected in the results. Primarily because you know the markets opened up. We believe there was some pent up demand, you know, which was long due, which came up. So Q3, in fact, what we have achieved, it is the highest ever Q3 numbers that we have achieved. Q4 and Q1 traditionally are strong quarters when the season opens up. We expect that we will breach the pre-COVID levels by the end of this financial year. But there is a slight sluggishness in demand as compared to Q3, what we saw.
Okay, so you intend to say 262,000 was 263,000 was the number that we achieved in FY19 for the piping segment. So we'll breach that at least in this year.
Yes.
So, and sir, on the realization side, do we see any further cuts in 4Q or there should be a slight jump up?
See, if you see in Q3, after September, the prices in fact went down by 11.5 rupees.
Yeah.
PVC prices. Now, subsequently, in the month of December, some of it was recovered. In fact, most of it was recovered actually. But last month has been more or less stable. After the first week of January, we have not seen any price increases, neither we have seen any reductions. So there is stability in the market, which is a good thing. We don't foresee any abnormal, you know, movements either sides. So as of now, and the way the prices have behaved in the last 1 month, we hope this to continue. But again, this is anybody's call.
Yeah, sure. And so lastly, do we see any capacity constraint, for the group or for the company in this year or maybe FY24?
No, not yet.
Sure. Thank you. That will be it for my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshat Mehta from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Mehta, you're not audible. Please speak a little closer.
Am I audible properly now?
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah, so a couple of questions, sir. If you can provide the mix between agri and non-agri for Q3 and the CPVC volumes as well.
Yeah, so in terms of volumes, our non-agri was 38%.
Okay.
And agri was remaining. For the full year as of now, 9 months, non-agri is 41% in terms of... The non-agri was 27% in terms of volumes. And for the full year, 9 months, it is 30%.
Okay. And CPVC?
So CPVC, we did roughly 4,100 tons this quarter.
Okay. Secondly, sir, my question is on the cash that you have on your balance sheet. You know, in September, you had around 1,300 crores of cash on the balance sheet. So again, you know, what is the plan to utilize this cash that is available with you? You know, either put into expansion or some inorganic acquisition, or you want to pay it out as dividend to shareholders. What is the plan for use of that cash?
See, we were, in the last 1 year, I know this question has been coming and we have also been saying, see, the whole idea was first for the markets to get stabilized. After all this last 2 years of buffets of COVID, we were not able to, you know, kind of very strongly predict how the market is going to behave. But now mostly COVID is behind us and volumes have come back to normalized levels. So we'll see if, probably in a year or two's time, we will require additional capacity. So this money will be either used there, and if the money generation is more, then it will be returned to the shareholders in one form or other. It will not be kept in the balance sheet for a very long term.
Okay. Apart from that, sir, if you can, is there any inventory loss that we had in quarter three? Any figure that you can provide for that?
Figure is difficult. In our case, figure is difficult. Yes, we did have inventory loss. In fact, the whole losses that we reported was primarily on account of inventory losses.
Okay. Okay. Can you guide me as to how, you know, going forward, you're saying that, you know, non-agri will be your, you want to increase share of that non-agri side, you know, because there are higher margins there. You know, and you want to reduce our dependency on the agri side. So what is the plan, you know, to go forward with that? How are you going to execute that?
Yes. So I'll like Ajit to answer that, but before he answers, see, yes, there is a very clear focus on improving non-agri. If you see on the non-agri side per se also, in this quarter, our non-agri growth has been 33%. On a nine-month basis, our non-agri growth has been 20% in terms of volumes. So non-agri is definitely, you know, moving up as per our expectations. The split has slightly changed in this quarter because the agri demand far surpassed the non-agri demand. So in fact, if you see on a quarter-on-quarter basis, agri volumes are more than 100% as compared to last year. So that is what has skewed the ratio towards agri. Otherwise, if you look at non-agri from a standalone perspective, that growth is substantial.
Okay.
Thanks, Neeraj. In addition to what Neeraj mentioned, there is a renewed force on making sure that the brand awareness of Finolex in the non-agri segment is has been increased. We are going after increase in network for our non-agri business. And in terms of our product range, also we are expanding it. And therefore, all these things that these areas put together, we expect that the renewed focus of Finolex on non-agri segment will help us grow in these segments.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity, and hope all of you are doing well. Sir, three questions. Firstly, to take forward the earlier question on, you know, sales mix. My sense is the company obviously intends to become a very well-balanced company in both agri and plumbing. You said obviously you're expanding network, and you mentioned product offering expansion. I had a related question versus other national brands like, you know, Ashirvad or Supreme, Astral, Prince, whoever. Could you highlight some gaps in case there are any on the plumbing pipe and fitting side today, what we offer? And a sub-question to that also was that in terms of de-risking from West and South India, because I think that's like bulk of the business for Finolex. Any thought on that, please? That's the first question.
All right. I don't think there is any gap in the product portfolio. We do agree that we started a little bit late in the whole process, so it is more of a catch-up than anything else. In terms of strength, we have tremendous strength in both West and South, and in our non-agri portfolio, we are seeing a strength coming from North as well. So we are focusing on all these areas to make sure that the growth comes in the non-agri segment, the plumbing and sanitation.
So in terms of your internal intention to de-risk from South and West, is that an intention at all going forward?
No, we would capitalize on our strength. There is no reason to move away from that. Also, our strength in rural areas where the growth is coming from, these regions give us a pretty good foundation for us to take off.
Got it, sir. The second question was on pipe volumes. You know, the reasons attributed to such a high number in the quarter essentially is, one is agri demand is stellar. And second, my sense is that there is some restocking element, as you said, some pent-up demand. Questions are essentially, would you expect a soft fourth quarter? Because generally, you would do such volumes in 4Q and 1Q of every year. And assuming 4Q demand is also solid, you are, you know, using almost like 80% of your pipe capacity. I typically think the industry peaks out at this number. would you be in a situation where your capex is actually delayed and you're not announcing that right now? These are some questions on pipe volumes, please.
No, no, no. So there is no announcement that we delay, Rahul. I mean, that is not the case at all. As on demand side, as I said, and you also said the same thing, that Q4 and Q1 are generally our strong quarters. The demand is strong in this quarter as well, but it is not as strong as we saw in Q3.
So that's pretty clear, and I would imagine to beat 260,000 tons for this year is pretty easy because you're already at 229 months. So what I'm trying to guess is your fourth quarter should be softer than 3Q purely because of the pent-up number in sitting in 3Q. Is that understanding correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And in terms of capex, you think you're not delayed. So 80% is a very high number, don't you think so? Because I think the effective usage of rated capacity is generally 75, right? Because of different sizes and stuff.
See, our rated capacity is 370,000 tons when it comes to pipes. Okay. Plus, there's a fitting capacity as well. So that way, we are very comfortable. I mean.
Okay, got it. And lastly, on other expenses, you know, the number is 224 crores for the quarter. Looks weirdly high to me. Previously, you had explained that, you know, coal pricing and forex losses had impacted. Could you give clarity as to what really happened in 3Q and what lies ahead, please?
When you're saying which cost are you talking about?
Current quarter, third quarter, you reported 224 crores of other expenses.
Uh-huh.
It looks very weirdly high to me. Any one-off elements here?
No. See, it is also because of higher volumes. And of course, power cost anyway has gone up for everybody compared to last year. But this jump that you see is because of higher volumes.
Okay, got it. No significant forex loss sitting here, right?
No, of course not.
Perfect, sir. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dvanit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Dvanit? Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible, sir.
Yeah, I had a question with regard. I had two questions actually. First was with regards to the sales mix. I just wanted to know that in a long term kind of a perspective, say I'm talking about like 2 or 3 years from now, is there any particular figure which we have in mind between agri and non agri, and as well as plumbing and fittings and the other division. And my second question was with regards to the price of the raw material, and by what time can we actually come to a little bit of a sustainable margin, and if there is a particular figure which is a sustainable margin for us in the long run.
So on the volume mix, see, we a couple of years ago, 2-3 years ago, our mix was 20-80 in that range. But now it's comfortably over 30-35%. Our long-term target is both these segments, sub-segments I would call it, agri and plumbing sanitation, should be equal contributors in terms of volumes. That is, you know, it'll take some time, but that is what we aspire for. And coming to your question on raw material pricing, see, as I said, last 1 month has been more or less stable when it comes to PVC prices. So if everything remains same, and these are normal levels which were there even pre-COVID. So if there's nothing else which changes globally, we are almost there, I would say.
So is there a particular figure like 10% or like 20% or something like that?
Sorry?
The margin figure.
No. If you see in pipes and fittings, the normal margins in our case are normally 8 to 10 rupees a kg, which we should achieve. But in case of PVC resin, it is always volatile and depends on market parameters.
Okay. Thank you very much. And all the best for the coming quarters.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Asim Barde from DAM Capital Advisors Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Just one question on PVC. Just wanted to know how is supply right now, especially from imports, And with the China reopening and the possible, you know, like there was a recent snowstorm that knocked out southern US recently, could that hit supplies and so could that drive prices higher in your opinion?
So when it comes to PVC for our consumption, we make our own PVC. So we don't generally import PVC. But on overall industry demand side, we don't hear of any shortages anywhere. There was this condition, you know, some months ago. But now we don't see, we don't hear from our purchase team or anywhere else that there is any demand, supply constraint from anywhere. PVC is available freely.
Is PVC from China also coming in at a regular pace still? It might have come off in recent times, but is it still coming in or is that completely dried off?
No, after their New Year closure, in fact, China market has picked up. So demand is better there now. So what is expected is prices up to March, if not strengthened, will definitely not fall. So there will be a good demand in China. Earlier, you know, the prices were falling because of lack of demand in China.
Correct. I think there was no case for price fall from here. I was just trying to, you know, check what is the probability of a price rise in the near term. Because, you know, China is reopening, so that should take supplies away from the Indian market.
It is possible, but I don't think the price rise will be phenomenal. It may range, it will be range bound.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, in terms of profit from associates has seen a major jump. Any sense on that?
No, so that's a small operation that they do. I mean, the demand was good and on that side as well. So that's how. I mean, this again, see, this is also largely agri. That business caters to largely agri demand. And in our case also, agri demand was pretty high. And similarly, in the drip irrigation business also, there was a large pent up demand which came up, contributing to their profitability.
Okay, thanks. So the other question is, since you've already done, you know, peak largely closer to your peak capacity, or the other way to look at it is your 90,000 tons per quarter, given the overall fittings demand, fittings capacity and overall PVC pipe capacity, in a quarter, can you produce more than a lakh? Is there a possibility
Yes.
Okay, so if demand comes back in fourth quarter or first quarter of FY24, you can produce up to 1 lakh ton per quarter.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So the other thing is, given that you have such amount of a huge cash on balance sheet, the way we look at your business is, you typically do 90,000 tons in those peak quarters of 4Q and 1Q, and there is fairly a lean quarter as far as 2Q and 3Q is concerned, given so much of you have so much of cash and balance sheet. Would building up inventory for those peak seasons, given that you're not adding capacity, can that also be an option, or is outsourcing also something that you will evaluate at some point in time?
So see, theoretically speaking, that is an option that we stock up. But see, in our business, we are in commodity business. Then you are leaving yourself open to the volatility in metal price movements. So today, if you stock up and metal prices crash, then you will be, you know, susceptible to those risks. So then it does not really make sense for us or anybody else for that matter to stock up for the lean season or for the peak season in the lean season. So that is something that is not advisable in our view. And secondly, was on your outsourcing? No. On pipe side, we will not be outsourcing to anybody else.
Okay. So, other thing is, if you can also help us with your CPVC volumes and revenue for the quarter.
So, CPVC, as I said, our volumes for the quarter was 4,100 tons.
Okay.
And revenue was roughly 160 crores.
Okay, so just one last question from my side. In terms of the channel inventory now, which was fairly lean in 3Q FY23, how does it appear now in terms of the overall channel inventory?
Channel inventory per se is not very high always. It is 7 days to 10 days, between 1 to 2 weeks. yes, in Q3 it had gone down because normally naturally the prices were, you know, rapidly going down. Now it is normally, it is back to the normal levels. But see, this does not really make much of a difference. If you're talking about 10 days going down to 2 days or 3 days, you're talking about 1 week's impact only.
Yeah, but I'm saying now the channel inventory is back to stable levels.
Yes, more or less.
Okay. Okay, so how should one expect the volume growth for FY24 now from here on? Any thoughts?
We'll get more clarity on this after Q1 of FY24.
Okay.
See, because okay. See that the industry dynamics are very volatile. From a very, very slum situation, we went to, you know, excess demand and again normalized now. So there are a lot of factors which affect the demand and supply. So as we move into next year, first quarter, we'll get a bit more clarity.
So my question was more, you know, trending towards the fact that last three agri seasons, two agri seasons were impacted due to the two waves of the crisis. And then last year you had sharp increases in PVC prices. So you had, you didn't have any demand at those PVC prices of 150, 160. Now those things have normalized. So can one expect a very strong 4Q, 1Q despite a good 3Q is what my question was. And on that basis, how should one look at the growth? So I think that is what I was trying to get a sense around.
Let's see how the quarter goes in. No, that will be the right measure. So far, as I said earlier also, the demand is not bad. It is good, but it is slightly sluggish when you compare it with Q3.
Got it. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. I'll come back and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandesh Barmecha from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, just two questions on my end. So what is the fittings revenue for Q3 FY23, sir?
So fitting revenue was 200 crores.
Okay. So what would be our capex plan for next 2-3 years, sir? Any plans to increase capacity through any brownfield or open up any new plant in north or east?
So there are various discussions which keep happening on drawing board. On the pipe side, there is nothing concrete as of now. We keep on adding, you know, capacity wherever required on a modular basis, be it upgradation of an extruder or something. On fitting side, we keep on adding molds and some machines. So that will continue. But as of now, if your question is specifically, is there any plan finalized for opening a new factory somewhere or for pipes? That is nothing concrete as of now.
Okay. So what would be a capex amount for 9-month FY23 and full year FY23 and FY24, sir?
So capex for this year.
Again, as we have said earlier, would be in the range of 150 crores for the year.
Okay. So anything planned for FY24?
In a similar range. Unless we take up some large project to implement.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you so much. Good day.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning and thank you for the opportunity and congrats for a good set of numbers. My first question is on the implementation of DMS. We believe that the dealers now place orders to DMS, but how about distributors or dealers further placing, giving business to retailers? What has been progress on that front and are we able to see that all schemes are being passed on to retailers?
Yeah. So, hi, good morning, Bhargav. So, dealers are completely on our CRM. As we call it. So I think it's been almost a year now. No more orders on emails or Excels. So they are fully using our CRM. On the secondary side, that's what your question was, on the retailers.
Yes.
So that has commenced. So there are pockets where this has already started and gradually it is moving to all dealers.
So by when do we expect that to fully get completed, the secondary side?
in 3 to 6 months.
Okay, okay, understood. Secondly, in terms of number of SKUs, is it possible to quantify how much we have in total?
See, roughly 2,200.
2,200. Okay, okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Couple of questions. So, sir, first I missed on the volumetric terms. Can you help with what was the agri and the non-agri pie for Q2 FY23 and for Q3 FY23, please?
So, agri pipe and fitting was roughly 66,000 tons. And non-agri was roughly 24,000 tons.
And sir, so this was for Q3 or Q2?
Q3.
And the same number for Q2, please?
37,000 and 22,000.
Okay. So my question is, if we look at the realization on a per ton basis for pipes and fittings versus resin, it has actually moved up very sharply. So if you look at last year, those numbers were at around 1.28, 1.22x. This year, the same numbers are at 1.52, 1.53x. I'm looking at realization per ton of pipes and fittings versus PVC realization. So there's something right which we are doing either on the product mix, either it is more of CPVC or either it is more of fittings. Sir, how should we understand this?
Ritesh, it's a number of factors. But obviously, when the demand was much more than what we could supply, there was price correction in the pipes. Yes.
Sir, I could not understand it. So is it we are focusing more aggressively on the mix towards non-agri side and more on fittings? Is that the reason why the numbers are actually looking
up? Obviously, if you see past periods, the fittings volumes in terms of total have gone up.
So possible to quantify that for PVC and CPVC together, because in the presentation we only have for PVC.
No, it is both put together.
It's both put together. Okay, that helps. That helps. So my second question is, can you just provide us some color on the sourcing for EDC, ethylene and VCM? What sort of contracts we have, and is this business normal scenario right now, or are we facing some challenges when it comes to sourcing of this raw materials?
No, see, we normally have annual contracts and they have been going for years. And off and on, because of some shutdowns, there are temporary blips. But and then if such a thing happens, we source from the open market on spot basis. But otherwise, we have annual contracts with all of them.
So, sir, currently, is it business normal when it comes to sourcing all these three raw materials for us?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, last question on CPVC resin. Sir, what is our sourcing right now, and is it again a business normal thing, or are we looking at something different over here?
No, it is normal.
Okay. And sir, where do we source our CPVC resin from?
It is multiple sources.
Okay. Fine. And sir, last question, would there be some mix that we'll be looking on outsourcing versus captive manufacturing? You indicated on pipes it will always be captive manufacturing. Any specific number on fittings, will it always be outsourced? How should we look at it?
Those outsourced capacities, when we say, they are exclusive for us. So actually those capacities have been set up for us. It's not a normally outsourcing in the normal terms where the vendor is supposed to supply some to somebody else also. So these are exclusive capacity for us.
Okay. So let me put it the other way. Like, we have full confidence in Finolex when it comes to adding capacity on the piping side. But when we do that on the piping side, will we have the same flex on the fitting outsourcing side, or can there be an element of time lag?
No. So when I say, see, how does it matter? When the fittings, as we have been adding capacities over the years, so whether we add it at vendor or our own, it actually doesn't make any difference.
Sir, I'm looking at the time element. Basically, we can easily add an extruder and actually increase the capacity. But the same thing, will it be as easy when it comes to fittings and outsourcing?
See, in case of fittings, you must know the molds belong to us. The molds and design of the fittings belong to us. So we keep on adding molds.
Okay, okay, okay. This is helpful, sir. Thank you so much for the answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phones. We have the next question from the line of Vipukumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Can you give the value-wise figure for agri and non-agri separately? I think you have given volume-wise, which is 30% for 9 months. But what was value-wise, of course, it should be much more, no?
See, generally, we don't give this value split. See, I'll tell you, just when while we say this agri, non-agri also, we need to understand, we need to be cognizant of the fact that in a lot of markets, especially north and all, west, the agri pipes are used for non-agri applications.
Okay.
So that way, if you look at it from a usage perspective, it becomes very difficult to say ki whether this is agri or non-agri. So while we give that the volumes and all, it is not right to look at them purely from an agri non-agri perspective, because there is flux in that between agri and non-agri also. So generally we don't give this number. It's of less relevance.
Okay. And sir, my second question relates to our fitting volumes. I can understand that Q1 and Q4 for agri has higher sales, but even in fittings we see a lot of volatility in our sales. So what is the reason for this volatility?
I am not sure why and how are you coming at this volatility in fitting volumes, because if you look at last 7-8 quarters, every quarter this has only improved.
I think on the last slide of your presentation, I think means there is some volatility. If you want, I can.
No, not on PVC fittings. Not on fittings.
Okay.
See, this quarter we did roughly 8,000 tons of fittings.
So quarter four it was 7,834. Then it came down in
that
first quarter to
6,644. That is seasonality. That is seasonality. Q4 will be generally more than Q1.
So that I was trying to understand, sir. Though in fitting also there is seasonality.
Yes, there is seasonality, but there is lesser seasonality.
Not as seasonal as pipes, right?
No, both are seasonal. It actually depends. See, in the demand of fittings in agri is much less.
Okay.
So in fittings, the major volume would always be of plumbing sanitation, where the volatility is little less.
Okay. And sir, lastly, what is the current delta of PVC EDC as on today?
See, latest 1 week, latest numbers on PVC EDC, the delta is roughly $665.
Then it was same last quarter average, right?
Last quarter average was roughly $570.
Oh, so $100 higher than that. Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. Actually, the question was on the pricing. You could help me with PVC, EDC, VCM, ethylene pricing for third quarter, YOY and the current price, please. Thank you.
So, for Q3, PVC was $840. EDC was $270. And VCM was $650. So, the PVC EDC delta was $570. And PVC VCM delta was $190 or
$189. And the YOY number in the current mix, please?
So you mean Q3 FY22?
Yeah.
PVC was $1,753. EDC was $959. VCM was $1,403. The PVC EDC delta was $795. And the PVC VCM delta was $350. That is average for Q3 FY22.
Got it. And you said currently PVC EDC delta is 665. And what would be PVC VCM?
190.
Which is similar to last quarter. The EDC delta is improved.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And sir, the one question was on the land update. Obviously, we don't think more transactions happened. But should we see this as a delay, or this is how you were expecting it to play out?
No, no. So we have to close this as soon as possible. We are working towards it. There is no intentional delay or there is no intentional speeding up of things. The mandate from the board is very clear. We have to get this disposed of and we are working towards it. There is no delay as such.
So, you know, so let's say another, so let's say by December, we should expect this to complete, because that's hopefully another 300 crores of...
Yes, hopefully, hopefully.
Okay, okay. Okay, got it. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Karan Bhatelia from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, if we leave aside the inventory fluctuations in both the division, what could be the margins for this quarter?
That is difficult to quantify.
Like... So we'll be still in the range.
Yeah, I'll tell you why and why I'm saying this. You see, prices after September, in October and November, prices kept going down. In fact, by November, they had gone down further by 11.5 rupees. It is only in December that, you know, prices kind of stabilized and they went up again. So that number is very difficult to give.
Right, right. And sir, one clarity which I wanted to have is, sir, we keep mentioning about 8 to 10 rupee, you know, margins for the plastic pipe division. So that is assuming a 50-50% mix on the agri and non-agri?
No. With that, the margin should improve.
Right, 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 right. Okay, okay. Okay, thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Padmaraju Mati from SBI Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my question. So my first question is related to the capacity side. By end of this financial year, what would be our capacity on the PVC pipes?
370,000 tons.
Okay. There could be some debottlenecking next year, or it's not required?
As of now, it's not required. We have substantial headroom.
Okay. And my second question is related to your earlier comment on the sluggishness on demand. So is that visible on the agri and non-agri, or it's overall?
Overall.
Okay, okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
I'm sorry, just last thing. One question on, you know, the lay of the land in PVC right now. I mean, talking about pipes and fittings largely. Obviously, PVC pricing stabilizing means that smaller regional players become competitive and they want to increase their own business. Across your markets, you know, south, west and north, these are three large markets where you work. A lot of new plants have come up for peers, you know, national brands, as well as you must be seeing some, you know, regional players trying to come back and increase business. Any thoughts on how is the market behaving in terms of, you know, supply side from a PVC pipe and fitting perspective? How is Finolex coping up with that?
So we have done an analysis of our network and also the ideal location of plants. And we are not seeing ourselves at a great disadvantage because of concentration of manufacturing location in the west of the country. And this is something which we are constantly evaluating. And at an appropriate time, when the volumes reach a critical mass in any of the locations, then we will consider it.
And in terms of competition, any comments, sir? How are you looking at competition right now?
See, competition has always been there. So there are huge number of regional players and new players have been coming in the market. But as the market is growing, I think there will be space for everybody to grow.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for taking my question. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Arun Baid from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
So just one thing, when we look at our EBIT numbers for raising business in this quarter, it is obviously very low. So we would have an inventory loss there. Is that the right way to look at it?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's what I said, Arun. In the month of October and November also, prices kept on going down. So there was inventory provisioning in October and November as well.
Okay, but as stands things today, we'll go back to normalization of profit in Q4 from this segment because PVC pipe was normal.
We should. See, now most of our, that old high price inventory is over. So that we have consumed. So in our view, you know, large part of the pain is behind us. We'll see how markets behave in the coming months.
And just one more clarification. So when you mentioned there's a slowdown compared to Q3, are you trying to just make it a QOQ phenomenon or generally the demand is good, but compared to Q3, which is abnormally high?
Compared to
a normal situation, Q4 is much better off than normally, right? Is that right?
It's a normal quarter. It looks like normal quarter so far. We'll see how it pans out.
Okay. So there are no more questions. So, you know, I want to thank you all for giving us a chance to host this call. And if there are any concluding remarks you want to give, please share that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.